Yo, it's your girl, the Six Figure Spot Chick, coming to you with a brand new episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are super excited to have a very special guest with us here today by the name of Val. We're going to discuss everything ugly and bad in entrepreneurship to save you time, energy, and money. So listen up, because Val says she got a lot to say, okay? I hope you guys already checked out her sneak peek. Valuable information she immediately came in giving within the first 2 minutes. So super excited. Grab your pens and paper and listen up. So Val, you're giving it to us. I'm like, woo. I'm kind of lost for words, and that don't happen often. So I know during our break, you said you had a lot of things that you wanted to share. You was doing really good talking about how you expanded your brand, how to get in front of more people. And so I asked you, you was telling me things that you wish you would have known about entrepreneurship before you got into it. And we stopped at number 3. So where you want to pick up at?
I want to continue with the marketing. Marketing is more than just posting on social media. And let me back up a little bit. Another thing that I learned from you is the importance of having a plan and to be strategic. Mm-hmm. Just don't do things random. You have to have a plan and you have to be strategic in your moves. Also, the importance of collaboration. Mm-hmm. Collaboration, that's another way I was able to get brand awareness, by being a sponsor for different events and getting in front of new audiences.
So what if people don't have money to sponsor? What would you suggest? How are they going to get brand awareness or get in front of people if they don't have no money?
I would say attend events. A lot of times everything doesn't cost anything, but once you're there, it's important to network. Mm-hmm. It's important to introduce yourself, speak to people, just talk to people, kind of fill out the room. You necessarily don't have to necessarily give your sales pitch, but I'll never forget when I first joined the tribe. I'd like to go back there. I didn't know anyone. I hadn't met you at that point. But we had DM'd. I told you that I bought a ticket to the Spa Expo. I said, I'm not directly in Spa. I just sell the scrubs that you all wear, but how can I serve you if I don't understand what you do?
Right, right.
And that's what got the ball rolling. And then Zimbella had an event here in Metro Atlanta. I went, I did not know one person, but a couple of the people.
What was this?
It was August of 2021.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know anybody.
Okay.
But I knew you were going to be there. I had seen a live that you did with Zimbella. And I had started following a couple of the tribe members. I remember Karma was one. And a couple of other people. And I remember I walked in the room and Karma was the first person I met. I just introduced myself and I just said, hey, I'm new to the tribe. I just bought a ticket, blah, 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 blah. And then a couple of people recognized me.
Okay.
Because they said, you're the thumbs up scrubs, because I took your advice on what you said about making comments up under
other people's posts.
To make yourself stand out.
So those who are listening, that would be another strategy if you don't have money to pay for vendor fees, if you don't have money to pay for sponsorship, but you still need people to see you and, you know that you exist. And that is a good strategy to just leave comments on other people's mm-hmm. posts. That's good. That's smart.
And then another thing that I've done too is to have this serve attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I've given away a lot of set of scrubs.
Me too, girl. I didn't give away everything. I got tipped by man.
You know, but I've made it back 10 times over. You mm-hmm. know, I would just ask people, if I send you a set of scrubs, could you just give me a shout out?
So can I ask you something about that? So if people are listening, I don't want them to think that they have to give everything away. Because I know for me, I was giving away massages. And girl, I was broke. I mean, of course, the universe paid me back. You know, right. In due time, but for months. And I know the first year and a half in Atlanta, I was just serving. I didn't make no money for a year and a half. So what I would tell people is if you want to give away your products or your services, have a cap. Hey, I'm only giving away 2 this month or 4 this month.
Definitely.
So how did you go about giving away the scrubs?
I was strategic. I looked at maybe the audience that they had. It just kind of depended on the situation. And as you said, there was a cap on it. I wasn't giving out scrubs every day.
Okay.
Or anything like that, you know?
Because people be like, I was on that podcast and they told me.
Like, no.
They'd be like, I didn't lose five. Girl.
No.
We ain't trying to make y'all lose no money.
I was just strategic, introduced myself and said, hey, you know, if I send you blah, 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 would you give me a shout out? And I built some relationships like that. And they ended up turning into customers.
So that's good.
Yes.
That's
good. But you have to be intentional and strategic.
Right. So we know you are a Val with Thumbs Up Scrub because you're a uniform company. And we were just talking about things you wish you would have known. You did an amazing job spilling the tea. And also, I've talked to you in the past and, of course, privately as well about how you pretty much bought a business in a box, pretty much. Didn't know what you was doing. Mm. Also, everybody, this business she bought in a box, how much did it cost, Val?
$20,000.
So Val went out, guys. This is the ugly side of entrepreneurship. Are y'all ready?
The ugly side. Very ugly side.
So Val went out, bought, first of all, what made you trust that person to get them $20,000? And we're not going to say the person name or anything like that, guys. I'm trying to break this down as far as possible so people won't make the same mistake. So first, what made you decide to give that person
$20,000? Now that I know this, great marketing.
It was just good marketing.
Just excellent marketing.
Everybody, marketing always wins.
Seriously. Now, what I know, it was excellent marketing, but I also knew that medical scrubs are important. Mm-hmm. It's something that'll never go out. Mm-hmm. It is something needed. So I did understand that aspect of it. Okay. And I looked far beyond just the medical field, because a lot of people may not know this, but I'm not in the medical field myself. Mm-hmm. I am a professional librarian.
Mm-hmm. I thought that I'm like, yeah, you look like a librarian. You're giving me librarian.
I managed in the county here for over 17 years. I worked for the county. And before that, I did some other things. I worked as a technical writer for IBM for some years. But I have family members. My brother is a physician. And I knew a lot of people in the medical field.
Okay.
But also, I sort of had a bond. When my father was in a nursing home because of dementia in Ohio, I became really, really close to the staff there. I would buy them gifts and do things for them. Mm-hmm. And I also became really close to the CNA he had when he was still at home. Mm-hmm. Because I paid that individual to still check on him at the facility. Mm-hmm. So when it came about the scrubs, I said, a lot of times they work double shifts. I hear this all the time. I don't have time to go to the scrub store. Mm-hmm. So I saw the importance of, that's why I said, I'm going to be mobile. I'm going to be a concierge and bring the experience to them.
Okay. And then another question is, because like, for example, it's events galore now these days. And so we go to an event, it's a lot of speakers, but each speaker do something different. And so we at an event and it's six people and it's six different things. We now have to make a decision like, okay, maybe I'm going to open up a uniform scrub company. Oh, I do want to open up a spa. So now we got to make a decision. So you're now telling the backstory more so of these people that you was in contact with. Is that what, did you see an ad for the scrubs? Or you just said, hey, I'm going to open up a uniform scrub company. And then you went out to find somebody to show you how to do that.
It popped up in my feed. Once again,
just out of nowhere.
Right. Great marketing.
And you seen it, you was like, ooh. Exactly. So you wasn't thinking about opening up a uniform scrub company.
No, but I always wanted a business.
Okay.
I had tapped out at my job, I had gone as far as I could, and I was just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. I was very unhappy for years, not being appreciated, putting in long hours. And I said, it has to be more to life than this.
Okay.
And so some things that happened when we went to Dubai, I showed you the pictures of the car accident. Mm-hmm. I was in. And when that car hit me head on, it's just like shortly after that is when this ad popped up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so I said, this is my new beginning. Mm. Now, in spite of things not working out, maybe like they should have, meaning I didn't have to pay that kind of money
to
start the business.
But you was a new entrepreneur, you didn't know.
I didn't know. But once again, I turned the lemons into lemonade.
Okay. So can we talk about that? Let's talk about the lemons, not the lemonade.
Yeah, okay.
So you paid the $20,000, you bought a business in a box. And I know when I met you, you wasn't making any money. And that's also an ugly side of entrepreneurship. So mm-hmm. can you tell us a little bit about how you feel? Because a lot of people give up on their business, they quit their business. Mm-hmm. So what was that like? Like, you bought this business in the box, you thinking you're going to get customers, no customers came. How long were there no customers?
Until I met you.
But how many months was that?
That was January to August.
Wow, no customers in a business.
You know, a few here and there because I knew a few people. And I'm the type of person, once I get my mind set on doing something, I was researching and I was still building relationships, not realizing that I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I was getting a little results, but yeah, so once I met you, then of course things escalated. But yeah, but I was still working a job at that time, but I was getting further and further in debt because I did not know about business credit and I was using my personal credit.
Did you go through any type of depression or anxiety during those times when there was no sales and you getting further in debt?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I said, you know what? It's still going to work. I just was one of those people because I said, this is a product that is needed all over the world. I just have to figure out my formula to success.
So you didn't give up. Now you got lemonade.
I couldn't give up. I couldn't give up because I invested too much money.
So everybody, she said, I could not give up. So if you guys are listening, it's a huge possibility you could be thinking about giving up. She said, I could not give up. I think that's super dope. And I think that's powerful.
I couldn't give up. That's why I showed up at the event that Zambella had. Because I remember watching a live that you did. And I said, this six-figure spa chick, I like her. She's talking a lot of really good sense. She's making sense. And Zambella was, it made sense. Mm-hmm. And so, as I said, I went. And then shortly after that, I met with Zambella for mentorship. Mm-hmm. And I remember she called it. She said, oh, you're going to end up leaving your job March of 2022. Mm. And I have to admit, she prophesied because that is when I left my job.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. Yes.
Did anything ugly happen after you left the job or it's been good?
Yeah. Ugly things are going to happen.
Like what though?
People are going to steal. They're going to lie.
On you?
Of course.
You're so nice, though.
It doesn't matter. Hmm. You know, it's equal opportunity out here.
Wow.
People make up their own narratives. And you have to also...
I'm a librarian?
Of course.
Wow.
Of
course. Like, a librarian can do no wrong.
I mean, I worked for the public library. I've been called all things except a child of God by all kind of crazy people.
Wow.
Because when you work with the public, you get to deal with public problems.
Right.
And I worked in many communities, so yeah. But I just stayed focused. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's not going to like me. Everybody's not going to love me. Right. Everyone's not going to purchase from me. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be people that who will.
Like me. I don't know the total yet, yes. Y'all.
And not just you. I remember when I first got my sale, international sale. It was someone from New Zealand.
Okay, let's talk about that for the people who are listening. How do you go from local to international with your business?
I think it was just brand awareness through Instagram. Okay. I'm much more active in Instagram than I am Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just, once again, just the brand awareness, the marketing, doing ads. Mm-hmm. I have done some ads.
How much you spend on ads a month?
It depends. Like, I started out maybe $500.
For the month?
Yeah, for the month when I first started, because I knew that was important from the beginning. But then some months, I just spent like $1,500, close to $2,000. But you see the results of that.
Okay, good.
It takes money to make money. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And I've had to make a lot of sacrifices.
What type of sacrifice? So that's another ugly part of entrepreneurship is making sacrifices. So What type of sacrifices have you made?
It's funny. My friends laugh at me. They think my whole wardrobe now is scrubs.
Period.
Because I don't buy clothes now. Because that's another way that I market it. When I first started out, I started just wearing my product mm-hmm. out everywhere I went.
You got every color, huh?
Of course. Everywhere I went, and so my friends would laugh at me. I'm meeting them for brunch, you know?
In your uniform scrub.
Exactly. Exactly. Because wow. I get people stop and say, ooh, I like that color. Or
what do you do?
Exactly. It's a conversation starter. And so one sacrifice that I made is I didn't buy clothes or things. Everything I had went into the business.
Wow. How much would you say you invested so far?
Ooh.
Well, really, the business is really a little bit over a year old.
Right. It started it's probably close to six figures, getting close to that.
Just keeping the business open.
Afloat, because there's things you have to invest in, not just the marketing piece, but when opportunities come to be a sponsor for this, to be a sponsor for that, to pay for the pop-up shops, to traveling. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I went to Dubai is to elevate the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely did open up my eyes, open up my thinking, and it's just a vibe that I can't explain.
We're now telling you guys to travel.
Exactly. I think it's very important. I'm thankful that I grew up in a household where we did travel a little bit as a family, and I've had some exposure, but now it's not just for pleasure. It's intentional to grow my business, something that I'm invested in.
Wow. This is dope. I love it. Your scrubs are amazing.
Thank you.
I'm excited for my
scrubs. And another thing I just have to share, because I learned about business credit. That put me in a position.
That's the cute side of entrepreneurship.
Right. But it put me into position to where I was able to open my own accounts with scrub companies and not have to go through a middleman anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, definitely not. But because I listened and that put me in position.
You're popping up.
And that's, of course.
You got lemonade.
Lemonade, you know, we could add a little vodka.
Casamigos?
Yeah. Make it a little spicy. And this is only the beginning.
You feel like you're just getting started?
Definitely.
I think you have an amazing brand.
Definitely.
You got the grit to get the job. That's important. If you guys are listening, you gotta have the grit to get the job, because you could have gave up on this business.
Oh, yeah, and just stayed at my comfortable job.
Yeah, you would have lost the $20,000 you put in. You could have been like, I'm done with this.
And a lot of people do that.
No, a lot of people. Millions of people do that.
A lot of people do that, but I know it's a product that's needed. I know that it's my breakthrough. It's right. Something that I've always wanted.
But another thing, too, that I'm getting from this conversation, you believe in the brand. You believe in what you're
yes.
doing. You believe in the company that you created. And I feel like when people just give up, like they don't believe, it could like turn around, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
So you got the grit, and I see you got the belief as well. And it's super important to really having a successful business.
And I was willing to get into the rooms. I could have said, oh, I don't know anybody there. And really, I'm kind of a quiet person. You know, shy, kind of, sort of. But once you get to know me, I get to go.
You know the real deal now.
Yeah.
We know Clark, Atlanta.
Yeah, and Tuskegee. But yeah, and I went to that event, and I said, I don't know a soul here. I was nervous.
But now you go to all events.
You know, but I, hey.
Do you feel like a new person?
Oh, definitely.
I feel like people who really get into entrepreneurship for real, like, you become somebody else.
Definitely. Everyone sees it on me. Even people that used to work with me, I sent some of them pictures from Dubai. You know, I had to flex a little bit.
Period. No. The buy one cheap. I paid $10,000.
You know, and just, they're like, you look so happy. And I said, because I am.
And you really wanted to go there too, so.
Right, but I was miserable at that job. And for some people, they would have been fine just being a manager. That wasn't enough for me. There's a whole world out here. And I couldn't really help anyone.
You couldn't? You felt like you couldn't help anyone?
I mean, at being there, it was limited because my paycheck was based on what they felt they could pay me.
Wow.
But my value was much more than that. One thing that
That's a bar.
And one thing I will say that really touched me, now I'm not going to start peering up, but when you gave me that award.
But I think it was best product.
I was so shocked first.
You was one of the only people who had a scrub company. So I'm like, we need to put this on a pedestal. Like, this is a big deal.
That was a game changer for me. Mind you, I worked for this place for over 17 years.
You never got an award.
Barely a thank you.
Wow.
And that meant so much to me. And it's like, that was the extra fire. Because as I said, you not only give us the blueprint, but you put us in position to execute.
Mm-hmm. When we get out here, I'm going to tell you, it's a big event they're doing at the Grand Hyatt, the Black Honors. I think it's Black Honors Rock.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the information.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's going to be high profile people there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, that was just, I was so, even more so excited.
No, that's good. That's why those awards are so important.
And it was funny because I used to be at work because you would go live at 9 in the morning.
I still do.
And I would be at work and our Wi-Fi was kind of bad. And my staff would look at me. I'd be running around the library with my phone, trying to listen to the live, getting the gems.
Wow.
But I knew I had to leave my job in order for the business to grow.
Wow. Was that a tough decision or no?
Not for me. Not for me.
What was the final, like, confirmation that you knew you had to leave? Because I know other people are listening, they're thinking about, like, people are saying, like, I want to quit my job. Do I? I'm like, I can't tell anybody to quit their job.
You'll know when it's time. Some things had happened. It was building up to that. You know, I was making my exit plan, and it was so funny. I would kind of drop some things to my staff, but it's like, they didn't get it. And so when I made the decision, I just knew it was time because I said, every day I'm not here making money, I'm losing money.
Wow. That's another bar. You gave us two bars.
And I said, I have to get out here and make the money. And right now, I don't have a staff or any of those things. That's next for Thumbs Up Scrubs.
Okay.
Staff. A whole sales team. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're taking this on the road. I did a live today and said, Thumbs Up Scrubs is coming to a city near you.
Period.
I'm bringing the luxury scrub experience to you. So, yes, I knew.
I think it's a good concept, too.
Right.
It's amazing.
But I just knew it was time, and I was fed up. I was fed up of being talked to any old way. Knowing that I was the best manager they had in that entire system. Mm-hmm. Tired of doing the administrator's jobs for them. Every time they had a new hire, who would they have trained them?
It would be you.
Of course.
So you're gonna another thing too, I want to make sure you guys are picking up on another reason why I feel like you are good in the business, because you was good when you had a job.
Yes.
So I tell people all the time, if I had a job, I was good, whatever position I had. That's why I'm good at entrepreneurship. So if you guys are listening, if you're good at your job, you're going to be good at entrepreneurship. So I want to make sure people understand that too. And I want to ask you some trivia questions really quick before we end. Before we end. So if you could have a billboard, what would it say?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, everybody should have billboards.
Right. And actually, I need to do that. I would say,
and if you guys are listening and you want the cheap billboard play, the company is called Blip, B-L-I-P. It's the digital kind, but depending on where you live, you can do like $5, $10. So it's called Blip. That's the cheap way. And then, of course, if you guys want billboards in like Times Square, Atlanta, other places, it's a graphic designer. He owns Pop Out Magazine. I think his page is CDTX Graphics. But Pop Up Magazine, if you guys go there, I know for sure their Instagram page. But he do billboards in Times Square and everywhere. So,
okay.
And he's cheap. It's affordable. So there's just another connect for people who want like the bigger billboards and things like that.
I would say something like, right time to elevate your scrub style for 2023? You know, the hashtag is a scrub style.
I love it. I love it. And then another question.
Time to elevate your brand, the aesthetic of your brand.
Time to elevate the aesthetic of your brand. That could be your tagline.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Because it's all a part of it.
It's given.
You know, as I said, as I shared during the spa awards weekend, I had two luxury spa experiences in Dubai, and I also went to one in Jamaica a couple of months ago. And when I went there, the staff had on what?
Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Even at the hotel.
Even both places. That's Jamaica and Dubai.
Two different places.
Two different places, and both were very upscale luxury spa experiences. The entire staff.
Wow, that's fire. Next, last question. If you could have dinner with Beyonce or Oprah, which one would you pick?
Oprah.
Right, no brainer, huh?
Oprah.
So where can people find you? Where can they see this beautiful catalog of scrubs you got? And then do you have any last words for the listeners?
Okay, you can find me thumbsupscrubs.com on IG. I am Thumbs Up Scrubs. I'm Thumbs Up Scrubs everywhere. Also, send me a DM with your email address and I can send you the catalog because I have more items than just what's on the webpage. Or if you would like a consultation, or if you're local or want to arrange something, I can come to you and bring that concierge experience to you.
And you do travel?
Yes, I do travel.
So y'all heard it here, your very own concierge uniform scrub. Come on now, we bringing it to the people.
Exactly.
I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You popping though.
Thank you. You changed my life.
Say it again.
You changed my life.
And?
I mean, just the expectation. Because I said, who is this sister traveling all over the world doing these great things? And you were so approachable.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you at the Bella's event, I said, you know, I introduced myself and you said, you bought something for me recently. And I said I did the expo tickets, blah, 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 blah. And that's how we met.
Mm-hmm. That's you amazing. But, and here we are now.
And the thing was, I was there to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I was there because I said, this has to work. Somebody has the answer.
Say that part. Man, you coming with the bars. Say that again.
Somebody has the answer.
Oh, I'm going to write that one down, Val.
I wasn't going to give up until I found it. And that's why you'll never get rid of me.
I ain't trying to.
You'll never. And like I said, I'm not going to tear up, but I'm serious.
I love it.
You changed my life.
I love it. I love it.
Seriously. And I will forever be thankful and love you and members of the tribe.
Oh, boy, y'all. Her eyes are watering, guys. They're getting red.
And just so much love. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you, but that's okay.
Right, right.
Because but the ones who have.
Right.
And my community is growing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Now I have medical professionals. I mean, there's a doctor in he's a Nigerian doctor in England.
Wow.
He shouts out my page.
You're popping.
He doesn't have to do that.
Right, right.
But he sees me, and that's another thing. I think my last words are, you never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Stay consistent. Mm-hmm. When you're on those lives, it may not be anyone paying attention or joining the live then, but there's the replay. You never know. You never know who has that breakthrough for you or will give you that missing piece to your puzzle.
Right. That's another bar. Get the missing piece to your puzzle.
Okay.
I love it. So, guys, we're going to wrap up. Shout out to our special guest, Val. The owner of Thumbs Up Scrub. This was so much fun. Such a good day. You guys, stay tuned for the next episode. Share out this podcast with a friend. We are signing out. It's your girl, Candace Holyfield Parker, Six Figure Spa Chick, Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. We'll see you guys on the next episode.